Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Keldabe Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crow, and with me this month are Frost.
Hello.
Misha Kitty.
Hello.
And Pinocchio.
Hi.
All right. So, first off, I would like to apologize for completely skipping last month.
We took a break from How Do You Armor.
Yeah.
But we love you still. It doesn't mean we don't love you.
Yeah, it was something that...
We sort of love you.
Yeah. So, yeah, just, again, apologies. Just we couldn't pull it together. Just couldn't pull an episode out of our butts. So, rather than give you something terrible and short and not worth listening to, we just said... We just skipped it and didn't tell anybody, so...
Ha! We played hooky.
Yep. So, we shall move on. We'll start right in with Mercs news. In the interim, between 2 months ago and now, we have actually started up a Pinterest... I still don't even know what you call it. Is it a page?
It's like a Pinterest... It's not really a page. It's more that we have an account on Pinterest. Yeah. And on that account are many, many boards.
Yes.
And
we have a website too.
Yes, we do have a website that people keep forgetting to go to. But anyway, but yeah, we have a Pinterest now. A very nice Pinterest is being well kept up and well populated by a complete volunteer member, Rooney. She's doing a great job.
She's amazing. Like, shout out to her for the hard work. And this was like her suggestion, and it was one that the PR team said, hey, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And she has really done an awesome job stepping up to work on it.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, it's like Misha said, we have a whole bunch of little sub boards, albums basically. Most clans have their own little sections, so you can go and click on Wampa Clan or the BBC or Talon Clan and see, oh, that's who those guys are. They're also, we have a board on tutorials and weathering tips, because Pinterest is full of costume and crafting and, even like welding and stuff like that. So we have a bunch of, pins featured on those on our, little board thing as well. It's just a cool thing to go check it out. So it's just, on Pinterest, at Mando Mercs on Pinterest. You just, you know, you can search us on Google or, Pinterest and find us that way. Getting a bunch of followers, and it's looking really good. It's really, like, one of the best ways to just look at really sweet pictures of all of us. It's,
Yeah, and one of the things that Rooney, when she first sort of said, hey, this would be an awesome thing to do, one of the things that she commented on was the fact that she really thought it would be a neat way to spotlight all the members in the different clans. Mm-hmm. So if you go on there, you might find that there is not a picture of yourself, and we need your help. So you can find her on the forums, or you can just message me or maybe Mr. Crow if it's a little bit easier for you. But we would love, or actually use the official member photo submission form for social media, but we would love to be able to get your pictures to be able to include them in the galleries.
Yes. It's also great because this way, if you have an alternate version of your armor, or if you've done a complete rebuild, you can send in the newest photo. It's great.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So it's definitely a cool thing. Go check it out. Go follow us. Get your photo on there if it's not on there already. Misha already outlined all the myriad ways to do that.
Like Crow was saying, we have a how-to board, so we're looking for tutorials and things. So if you're on, for those of you that are on Pinterest and pretty savvy, you know that you can send other users pins. So if you would like, send us a pin and let us know what that what that good tutorial is that you've found for us to use.
Very nice.
That was not proper English, sorry.
What?
I got distracted because I was looking at our Pinterest and being impressed.
Yeah, so no, it
seemed
is,
to work.
It is full of cool stuff.
I will close the Pinterest before I get sucked in.
And on top of the Pinterest, we do still have active accounts on pretty much every major social media. We're definitely on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram while you're floating around. We try and make sure there's always something cool featuring us poking around on those, so definitely go check those out while you're signing up for Pinterest. Next in Mercs news, with the official announcement of the dates for Celebration Orlando, they have pretty much officially dropped the numbering system. This is not C8 or C9 or anything like that. It is just Celebration Orlando, just like Anaheim was Celebration Anaheim. We have a Mercs only room block now, which is great because we almost didn't.
We're bona fide.
Yeah. We're bro official.
Yep.
But yeah, the Mandalore, Tom, Noval Talon, whatever you want to call him today, put in a lot of work, a lot of phone calls with area hotels trying to set up a room block. It's actually in two separate hotels. But as of this recording, there's still room in the room block. So if you want to get in on that, you definitely should. The hotels are both pretty close. One of them is pretty much right across the street, if I remember correctly. I believe it's the same one we were in 2 years ago. And then there's a second hotel that is still within a comfortable walk. So definitely get in on that if you are planning to attend and don't have any other arrangements yet. There is also, in the same thread, or same board, that announcement is in, there's also a bunk finder. which is basically just, I have a room, I need a room, you know, just it's a place for members to connect if you miss out on a hotel room, or if you got a spare bed, or you're trying to carpool, or anything like that. There's a board to hook everyone up on that when the time comes. And as for rooms for Celebration Europe, I don't know. I don't understand London. It's a foreign city.
I got this. London is amazing. I love London so much. Saz would probably say no, but I really like London. Well, and the cool thing, he does, I know. That's like when people are like, Misha, isn't Orlando so awesome? And I grumble and I say, oh my god, traffic, but it is kind of cool. But so if you are headed over to London, you probably already have your room, but if you kind of last minute decide to go over there, there are a lot of youth hostels, actually, that you can stay in if you're looking to go someplace on the cheap. Also, Airbnb is a great way to get affordable housing. You might need to take the tube, which is the subway that's around that area, but it's actually a really good way to find a place in a city and stay fairly affordably.
Yes.
Cool. We're still taking resumes for the art team. So if anybody out there has any vector experience, we can put you to work. Keep you busy. So that's ongoing.
And moving on into Star Wars news. Sort of old news, happened beginning of May that this news dropped, but the Han Solo anthology movie is pretty much a thing at this point.
Who?
Han Solo. Guy
who?
With the guy with the gun. He flies.
Ben's
big,
dad.
Big hairy. Ben's big hairy friend. That's not like
he rides around with a monkey.
No. Yeah. No.
Harrison Ford. He's talking about the Harrison Ford movie.
Oh.
Disney CEO pretty much officially said that it is a Han Solo origin story, backstory sort of thing. It's very similar in vein to Rogue One that's coming out this December. They actually have announced a man to play Harrison Ford. He is Alan Ehrenreich. I honestly don't know how to pronounce his name. I have never heard of him before. His other big credit is another movie that hasn't come out yet. So,
give him a shot.
Yeah,
see what happens.
I hadn't heard of Daisy Ridley or John Boyega either, and you know,
and they did fine.
They did just fine. So Disney knows how to cast people. They've known how to cast people for quite some time. They landed Robin Williams.
To be fair, the only reason that you haven't heard of John Boyega is because you have no taste.
Well, yes, it's true. I have no taste. It's documented fact. I have no taste.
Those of you who have not seen Attack the Block, go see Attack the Block. It's like really, really good.
Let's see. So this movie is the one they're slating to release it as of May 4th. They're slating to release it on May 25th, 2018. And that one's going to be directed by the guys who are behind the Lego movie. So, optimistic, it's probably going to be funny. I mean, it's a Han and Chewie... I don't think it's going to be quite a buddy comedy, but it's, you know, Han and Chewie origin story made by the Lego movie guys. So, I'm optimistic. Yeah, Rogue One's still coming out in December. That'll be great. Everyone will love that. Alright, so we're going to move on to our prime segment, our main segment here. This was actually, a few people have sent us in questions about Celebration now that there's a Celebration that is just over a month and a half away. They've recently announced that another one is less than a year away. Yeah, everybody's got Celebration on the brain, so a bunch of questions have come in. We've got a few of them here that we'll just sort of address as generally as we can, apply them to both Celebration London and Orlando, wherever possible. I've got them posted in the chat there for you guys.
So, I just want to give a shout-out to our auxiliary member... I'm doing a lot of shout-outs today. That's my word, apparently. Evad, and I apologize if I am completely murdering your forum name, but they sent me these questions, and it was just really cool because they reached out and had some questions about Celebration. And we love that. We love it anytime you send us questions to use on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, we need help.
Yes.
It helps.
You guys may. I'm just kidding. We definitely appreciate it.
I definitely need help.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll just start in with some of these questions. Question number one. Should I bother with buying a VIP pass if one is available? It's really... A lot of these questions it's going to start off with, it's really up to you. But this one, it actually really is up to you. The VI pass usually has some cool stuff to it. Sometimes you get preferred seating at, like, the big events, like if they have a screening or a trailer release or something. Sometimes you get preferred seating. You don't always... Like, I'm pretty sure no one got preferred seating on the Episode 7 trailer release. But it also sometimes comes with, they have the Celebration merch booth, which is usually about a third of one of the rooms that the event is in. So usually there's like a VIP line for that, so you can just sort of skip the queue into the space, and you usually get your own, like, express register set off to the side, so you don't even have to wait in line for a register. There are also usually a couple other things, like your badge is always neat. Sometimes there's some extra swag that you can get. So, I mean, there's definitely some advantages to getting one of those. But it is naturally at least twice as expensive as a standard pass. Price kind of changes depending on the convention, depending on the package. I've honestly never gotten one, and I've never missed it. But You know, it's if you're really jonesing for that VIP experience, it's there if you can get in and grab the tickets quick enough. That's the other half of the problem, is that as many people that are jockeying for standard weekend passes and Saturday passes, there are a lot of people jockeying for the VIP passes as well.
I'm cool with just being there.
Yeah.
And the VIP passes, my understanding is for the Orlando Celebration, they sold out very, very quickly. They were $700, which is a lot more than twice.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I didn't know they were that expensive.
Hanging out with George Lucas all weekend.
Holy crap!
Sipping Cristal.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that is the package.
I believe that's what they were. Let me double check. But
I mean,
I want to say that they were.
I wouldn't be surprised, because, like I said, I mean, sometimes if they can do it, they'll roll in some sweet stuff. Like, sometimes you do get celebrity meet and greets that are VIP only.
Like, Mark Hamill just carries you around on his back all weekend.
Or you carry Mark Hamill.
They were $700, yeah.
Man. Nope.
Man, that is many dollars. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to try and grab one of those, go for it. You might be able to find one at this point. But in general, for any celebration, it's a toss up. Depends on how you want to spend the weekend. All right.
So one of the other questions would be, how difficult would you say it would be to travel from hotel to con in kit?
It's not.
Well. No, wait a minute. That depends on several factors. That depends on the location. So if you're I didn't get to go to Celebration Anaheim, so you guys would have to speak to that. But in Orlando, it depends on what hotel you're staying in. And what I've noticed about Orlando, because MegaCon, which is one of our largest cons in Florida, is also held at the same place. And it moves around. So the convention center is quite large. There's actually two different buildings, one on one side of the street, one on the other side of the street. And so there's two hotels that are adjacent. Like, they have walkways over to the convention center. But if it just so happens, like, one year we were in the hotel that was adjacent to the convention center, so we thought, oh, hey, this is going to be really easy. But it turned out the con was in the building across the street. So it was pretty much equidistant for everyone. So it just kind of depends. I mean, it's not that hard. You know, you put your kit on and you might walk at most maybe about a half a mile.
Yeah.
But it can be very hot. And the fact that Celebration is... When is it? I bought a ticket today and I don't even know when it is.
It's next April.
April. Okay. I think it's Easter weekend, right? So this year, Florida was not that hot in April. It was not that bad. It's actually been quite breezy. But it can get pretty toasty. So, you know, if you can walk in your kit, it's really not that bad, depending upon where you're staying.
Yep. Anaheim was a similar deal. Where I stayed on a pretty much across the street and down the road a little bit. So I had to walk the long way around the convention was my problem. I was on the... My hotel was close to the building, but it was on the opposite side of the building from the door. And it wasn't that bad. Most of the time when I walked, because we were walking on the road, I had my helmet on as much as possible, because a lot of the people who were just driving around Anaheim definitely thought it was neat. A lot of people slowed down, a couple people honked, you know. But yeah, same sort of thing. It was Southern California, it was very hot. I'm an idiot, and I have black armor in the desert. That's also a factor, just how comfy your armor is, how much you want to put up with it. And if you are some people, like the hotel you're in, or if you're renting a timeshare or a house or staying with someone who's not adjacent to the convention center, there are taxis, cars, sometimes your hotel, sometimes there are shuttles to big event centers.
If you do have a little bit of a hike from the hotel, and you're staying in the hotel, you got bags, there's an ice machine, just go grab a little bag of ice and carry it with you, put it off the top of your head every now and then so you don't cook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really great idea.
Pop a cube and in your
you
mouth,
know, you know. One of the things that I would also, you know, point out, and this didn't happen last year, but it did happen a couple years ago. There was one year at MegaCon where there was actually Obama was in town, and so the parking was insane. Like, the parking at the convention center just got absolutely crazy. And so if you are coming from another place, that's just something to kind of keep in mind. So, you know, you may be, if you're not staying at one of the hotels, if you're staying off-site or with friends or at a house or whatever, which, by the way, are really great options if you don't want to stay in a hotel, just kind of know around town, like, where you can potentially park and transfer over.
And around Orlando, lots of toll roads. Bring cash.
Yes.
So the next question is, what do the Mercs do at a con aside from hang around the booth, take pictures, and do charity work like the bounty hunt and host panels? That depends on the con. Again, with Celebration, it is our biggest event that we do, probably, I'd say, next to Dragon Con. But, like, this is the event because it's the Star Wars thing. So we do have a couple of special things that happen. You definitely will see people just around the booth. I mean, for some of us, this is the only time we get to see each other. I mean, we interact via the forum. We might interact via Facebook, but this is when we actually get to see each other. So there's some things that happen during the con. So there is a death march, which is kind of like a big parade that we do. Everybody kind of walks through the site. We might have some different activities at the booth. So I know sometimes some of the other groups do like a shoot a trooper. I'm not sure if we'll be doing that for Celebration or not. Probably not. But we, like you mentioned, the charity work. So right, like the bounty hunt, we actually will have merchandise for sale in the booth. So plan accordingly. If you have a forum account, you could buy merch, and this is a great place to get some merchandise, as we'll be selling merch to try to raise money to offset the cost of having this booth, because believe it or not, it is going to cost a lot of money for us to be there. So we're really going to be looking for our members to help out with that. After hours, you can party with the people that you know from online. You can meet them in real life. So we have a bash, and we're in the process of planning that right now. That's Corey's job. Our quartermaster is putting the bash together this year. And there's cool things at that. There's like an auction. We have a raffle for all different sorts of cool stuff. So there's a lot going on. Your turn, Crow. What'd you do at Anaheim?
Well,
Crow went to Disney.
I did. Well, that's the thing. I mean, number one, if I'm flying across the country on either axis, I'm going on vacation. So when I went to Celebration Orlando, I went to Disney World. When I went to Anaheim, I went to Disneyland. This time around, I'm probably going to go try and hit up Universal while I'm down there. Maybe enjoy some of Florida that I keep hearing about.
I will take you to all the nature places.
See, that's, you could get guided tours of
with Misha.
With Misha.
Like, I will. This is what nature.
It's what she does.
You. It's true. It's my day job, so you know. I'll take you kayaking.
And one of the other big things that I. One of the big things that
we'll
I do...
drive down here. You're in the same state. Sorry.
That's cool. One of the things that I do, because, you know, I'm going to this convention, I paid for the hotel. I usually pay for the ticket, unless I get in on a media badge or something. I enjoy the convention. I wander around. I check stuff out. I buy way too many things. I didn't manage to get to that many events out in Anaheim, but I went and saw, you know, the Rebels Season 2 premiere. We had a podcast panel last year, did that, you know, so I go and check stuff out. Like, the Mercs obviously aren't the only people showing stuff off. I go and check out the 501st booth, the droid builders are usually there. There's just a lot of cool stuff to do.
Make friends.
Yeah, like honestly, and that was the other thing I did. Most of my time not spent at the convention was actually spent hanging around with the guys from Florida.
We are pretty awesome.
Yep.
We have usually at MegaCon we'll have an evening pool party, so more than likely we'll do something informal like that, but there is usually a bash, and I suspect those of us that live in town, you know, we'll probably figure out ways to host. We like to host folks down here.
Yeah.
So I suspect we'll probably have some opportunities for people to, you know, if they want to catch a ride to Disney or whatever. A lot of us have passes, and you know, I'd love to go hang out with folks that I only know in the interwebs and get spend some time with them.
Yeah, it's good to put faces to the names and all that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why going to the Mercs Bash is always so fun, because I mean, all you usually see are just, you know, you'll see a helmet, or you'll see a screen name, maybe you'll know a real
purple
name. Yeah, so it's just like Frost.
Hey, purple helmet.
He still has like a purple tinge to
phrasing
him in real life, but you know, he doesn't look like that.
I don't know. I feel like when I'm wearing Frost, I look a lot like Frost.
Well, yes.
You are Frost.
It's almost like, oh my god.
Is it this? That's why we don't let him talk very much, isn't it?
That's one reason.
I don't know what you just
mean,
said,
well,
little kid.
To be fair,
brother's heart.
To be fair, I used to not shut up.
That's true. I am so ridiculously excited to get, I mean, don't get me wrong, the convention's going to be cool, I'm going to enjoy that, I'm sure, but I'm really excited to meet you all. I'm really, because I didn't get to go to Celebration in Anaheim, and I'm really super excited to spend some time and get to meet people that I've been talking to for a couple of years, you know? I think that's just fantastic. Like, I'm so jazzed about that. Yep. And that's something that there's so much going on at any given time that, you know, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is also completely true for Celebration London. If anybody from America is headed over there, you actually get to...
Well, other than making a reservation for the hotels in Orlando, don't do that if you're going to Celebration London.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, the time is pretty much gone.
It's a little earlier.
You're done. You're done.
But, I mean, you could obviously go check out London, hang around with the Vok Chi guys. A bunch of them actually managed to come over for Celebration Anaheim. I think they... In Anaheim, they were close to the Australians as far as raw distance traveled, because just the direct straight distance is pretty close for them. But yeah, I mean, you can hang around with anyone from Vok Chi. You can hang around with, you know, the Germans. There are French and Swiss, and we got people all over Europe. This is the whole reason why we have the Celebration Europe. And same sort of deal. Like, it's a giant Star Wars convention. You go, you have fun. If you don't have fun at Celebration, you have done many things wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know. I definitely think that that there are ways to not have fun.
You have to.
But
try.
I think that one of no.
There are
no
ways to kill fun, but like,
yeah, I'm pretty
not
sure.
Not having fun is an extreme difficulty, and if you manage that, you, sir, are a special kind of bad.
I'm pretty sure that there are situations where somebody could like not have fun. Like I can think of a few.
Well,
but
don't be that guy.
Yeah, those mostly involve some form of assault, so
yeah, like or getting arrested. But I think that, you know, I think
well,
that the
no
cool thing about
one of
no, that would be fun for you.
Well, the last time Celebration was in Orlando, one of the Wampa's former members, he sadly moved away. He actually did get arrested on his way down through. He got arrested. He got arrested in Georgia for a brief period.
Well, but no, this was Georgia.
This was Patrick.
Okay.
No, Bill made it fine. Bill made it without incident.
That's Georgia, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of I don't want to say it's easy to get arrested in Georgia, but
it is.
I don't even
remember.
There are places where it's harder to get arrested.
I don't even remember what for. I think it was something like his plate registration or a sticker had come off or something very technical,
very
and mundane. But still, like, he still had a great time, and he managed to get arrested on the way down.
way to stay positive.
Yeah.
That's half
full, man.
It was actually really great because he was sort of on quote unquote on duty at the booth. He was one of the people who was just standing at the corner of the booth posing for pictures and whatnot. You know, make the booth look cooler. And there were two scout troopers, two biker scouts, who had blue and red beacons on their armor like cop cars, and they were handing out fake tickets to people.
Jeez.
And they handed him a ticket. And he had a flashback. Yeah, he had a flashback, but he just started laughing his butt off.
It's like, you don't even know, dude. You don't know. I've seen things.
Saw the inside of a Georgia Holden sale, my friend.
One thing I want to say too about the what can you do? I just want to point out that you can make friends, and I know that sounds like, oh, here goes Misha, she's going to get all cheesy on us again. But
that's the fun.
My very first convention was Celebration. The last time Celebration was in Orlando, I wasn't even an official member yet. And I was very, very nervous. It was the first time I wore my armor. I was only there for one day because I didn't know what to expect. And the people that I met that day are still, to this day, some of my closest friends in the Mercs. Like, I was introduced, I'll never forget, one of the Florida guys, I met him, he introduced himself to me as being from Florida. And I had said, you know, oh, well, I'm new, and I don't know if my armor's okay. And he's like, well, let me introduce you to someone. And he introduced me to some Point of Origin from Australia, and he's like one of my closest friends. And it's all because of that meeting. And it was because I was completely blown away by how someone who was a complete stranger, who had flown like halfway across the world to be at this event, could be so nice to me and take time out of his event to be so nice to me. And I just thought that was really cool. And that's where I met some of the other Florida Mercs that I've kind of grown up with in the Merc, like, kind of, and some of the other folks too. So it was just really, it's just really neat. Like, you really get to meet a lot of great people.
Yep. Actually, yeah, hanging around with the Australians is a huge part of the fun, because just because they're in Australia, they don't get to hang out with anybody.
And like, they often come to Celebration here.
Yeah. Like, they,
because as much as they love the British, they did kind of put them there.
Yes.
And there's a lot of venomous snakes.
Fair enough.
All right, so next question. How long is the average day there at the convention? I never remember the specific opening and closing times, but the con hall usually opens from like 9 or 10 to about 6 or 7 at night, somewhere in that range. It's usually about a 10, 11 hour day that the hall is actually open. And then, I mean, obviously...
And it goes afterwards, too. Yeah. So, like, there will be convention events where the actual hall is open, but then we also almost every day will run some sort of Mercs gathering where it's like, hey, look, a big pile of Mercs are going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, we're going
whatever.
To dinner, or we're gonna go watch a screening, or, you know, because usually, past couple times, they've just straight up shown the Star Wars movies. Just, they have a theater and they just run them back to back, so that's always a thing to do after hours.
And they also will rent them, like, in the restaurants. Like, everybody gets real into it.
Yeah.
There have been times at conventions where we'll just walk around town in the armor scaring the natives.
Yeah.
Yes, that happens.
Just, you can do that.
Gently.
Just,
very gently.
Yeah, probably can't. You just can't carry your weapon, so just... Yeah. But know that right now.
Entertaining the natives.
But yeah, as far as like how long the day is for the Mercs, like it definitely varies depending on what you want to do. I know some people who...
Cause it could be 24 hours if you want. Yeah. That's up to you.
Well, that's Tal Greyheed, Bill, that we mentioned already. That's actually one of the reasons he got his Order of the Oriramacad, was because he makes a point to be at the table as many hours as possible, in armor as many hours as possible. I watched him not be able to physically get up out of a chair once because of him doing it, and it's hilarious. So yeah, he did the math for how much time he spent at the table in Anaheim and setting up the booth and all that sort of business. And it was a number that was very close to the total hours of the weekend. So yeah, again, that's one of those questions that's as long as you want. You could go, if you really wanted to, you could go to the convention for 3 hours a day. If you really wanted to.
Some people do.
Like, yeah, I've known plenty of people who have gone. They've gone for a good chunk of Saturday, 5-6 hours, and then they just went and had a vacation. You know, they went and saw California or Florida. Or, yeah, you know, they just went and had a good time wherever the convention was.
And if you have questions on how to do that, at the risk of getting a million PMs, I can help you with that. We really have some great, great resources here in Florida. It's probably one of the easiest states to be a tourist in. It's very, very easy to see some great stuff. So whether you like theme parks and you want to do the Disney thing, or whether you want to get out and see what we call the real Florida, which is not that there's anything wrong with the theme parks because they're a lot of fun, but we also have some wonderful places that you can just get out and explore and hike.
But you don't want to see the real Florida.
What is
that? Having family dirty. That lives in the real Florida, be careful. Just remember, guys, that the more north you get in Florida, the more south you are.
That's legit.
Well, you can come into the swamp with me, and we'll, you know, it'll be fine.
I'm sorry, that statement. Heated banjos.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
You know the way back.
That's what you get. You get a huffy sigh. That is what you get.
You know the way back to
banjos.
Town. Yeah,
huffy
it's back the way you
sigh.
Came.
I'm pretty sure that is just the normal noise Misha makes, right?
Well, for you, yeah. Frost gets the huffy sigh.
Too soon.
What?
Nothing.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
Last question. Someone get it.
What are some do's and don'ts in planning a trip to the con?
Well, do plan some kind of transportation, and do plan some kind of accommodation. You want a place to stay, and you want a way to get there.
Cash and backup funds.
Yep.
Always handy.
Yep.
Yeah. Flat tire, anything. Muffler falls off your car. We've had people that had to have that replaced on the way. You just plan for things that could go wrong.
Yeah. All those basic vacation things. You know, you're going on a trip, plan for a trip. Things like if you're going on a plane or a train or some sort of mass transit like that, bring something to do. Bring a snack. Bring a book.
Your standard comfy shoes, supplies, provisions.
Don't
beef jerky, muffins.
Yeah.
Don't forget your helmet.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't forget your flight suit.
Yeah. If there's a
Forget nothing. You need to put on your entire costume before you finish.
Yep.
Yep.
Before you finish.
Before you finish packing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, lay it all out. Don't forget your flight suit. Don't drive to New Orleans and realize that you're there all weekend without a flight suit.
Yep.
Aw, did that happen?
Yeah, I did. I can say that happened. Yep. So yep. Yeah, make sure everything is categorized, cataloged, checked, double-checked, and rechecked.
Unpack and everything.
Your chest diamond.
Pack it
Bring again. An extra chest diamond. Bring a spare. Have spares for your friends.
Yeah. Shoulder bells. Any of those little small parts that are like, oh, that's always falling off. Well, it's probably gonna. It's probably just gonna fall off in your bag.
Extra knees. Whatever. If you got extra parts, bring a glue gun.
Yep.
Glue gun and duct tape.
Yeah, some kind of minimal repair kit is always good. I mean, we usually, at the Mercs booth, we try and have a little repair station for anybody who needs it, Mercs and otherwise, but, I mean...
Yeah, I've seen the guys walking around at conventions just wearing coveralls, carrying around glue guns, sewing kits, duct tape, Velcro.
Everybody's best friend.
Yep.
Because, there are plenty of times like, there's a repair kit down at the booth, but, you know, maybe it's 1 in the morning and you're in your hotel room and you want to fix something before the next day.
Yeah, go get the industrial strength Velcro from Walmart or wherever, cut up some squares of both sides, stick it in your pouches.
Yep.
Just have a few spares of those because you're going to need them. Something's going to fall off.
Yep.
So field repairs are important.
Bring as many forms of identification as you feel safe. if you have a driver's license, definitely bring it. You have a passport, that's also a great thing to have. Don't carry them all in the same package, obviously. If you lose one, you want to be able to only lose one. Same thing with, we said bring cash, bring a backup credit card or what have you. Maybe keep them in different pockets, different purses, what have you, just to, spread things around a little bit. Everybody's got that horror story of losing their money or, unfortunately, getting robbed. Everybody knows a guy who that's happened to. So just try and minimize your potential losses. I mean, it's probably nothing's going to happen to you. You probably won't lose anything, but just in case.
Better to have it, not need it, and all that.
Yep. Look at a map. That is something a lot of people don't really think about when they're going on vacation, but look at a map of the area around your hotel. Go on Google Maps and just Google your hotel and figure out your route to the convention as best you can. Figure out if there's a CVS or some kind of convenience store nearby where you can go grab Band-Aids or whatever. I spent most of Celebration Anaheim and my week's vacation leading up to it not knowing that there was a CVS 2 blocks from my hotel. So I could have had, cheaper soda, not vending machine stuff. I could have gotten Band-Aids for my feet. But I didn't check, so I'm a dingus.
Always check the Google Maps.
Yes.
Basically, it's your friend.
Oh, yeah. If you do know any locals that are in the area, also ask them. Like Misha's been saying, if you have any questions about going to Orlando, just ask the guys from BBC, the guys and girls down there. Same with London. Just send someone from VocChi a PM. Post on their boards. They have topics specifically for this. you know. People want you to have a good time. They want you to be there. So everyone is more than happy to give some, you know, friendly local advice. You're not going to a convention in Maine, so everyone will probably give you good directions. Not like we would up here.
And they might even use their turn signals, though. It's Florida, so no.
Yeah, no. there's some other ones. There are lots of don'ts. I mean, a general good don't be that guy. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, if there's anything in the game you don't want to be, it's that guy.
Yeah. You know, just solve so many problems before they even happen if you're just don't be that guy.
Okay, I have a few. Be nice to people. Like, even if you meet someone and you don't click with them, it's cool. Like, you may not. You don't have to be friends with everyone in the Mercs or everyone in the other costume groups. But just remember that especially if you're an official member and you're there in kit, you are representing our organization at our biggest Star Wars event. And if you're working in the booth in particular, you know, we'll have a lot of members hanging out around the booth and everything. Even if you're not officially scheduled to be working, you're still representing the club. So definitely please keep that in mind while you're there.
No nerd superiority.
Yes. We're all nerds. We're all nerds there. Like, there's no...
So be nice.
We're all people who like Star Wars enough to spend a lot of money to go to a convention. Like, there's no superiority there.
Yeah, we're grown folks dressing up like action figures.
Yeah.
Ain't none better than the other.
Yeah.
And not only are we dressing up like action figures, most of us are dressing up as action figures that aren't even real.
Right.
That's right. We're fan fiction action figures. Just
yes. So remember, guys.
Calm down.
Misha touched on this. Just be on your best behavior, but not only when you're in kit, but even if you're just walking around with your patch jacket or your Mandalorian Mercs t-shirt. People notice that. If you're being a jerk and you're covered in the Mythosaur logo, people are going to say, oh, well, that guy's one of the Mercs. They must suck. You know, don't be that guy.
It took us a lot of years to crawl out of the pit. We're happy. We're doing good.
I heard about someone being that guy out in Anaheim wearing a patch jacket that just some passerby I ran into at that CVS was like, oh, you guys must party. I'm like, what do you mean? Please tell me. Never found out who it was. But the fact that I had to have a conversation with some rando in a drugstore to try and preserve the reputation of our club, that's not a situation anyone needs to be in.
Exactly.
Realistically, think of it this way. If it's not how you would represent, say, your mother, don't do it.
All right, well... Alrighty, that is about all the time and content we have for the June edition of Keldabi Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. On behalf of myself, Pinocchio, Misha, and Frost, thank you, and have a good one.
Good night!
Later. Night, everybody.
Bye.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.